No, sorry, I can't. I have youth group on Sunday, is what I tell my friends basically every weekend. A lot of my friends are confused when I'm at church almost all day, either teaching Sunday school or going to youth group, but they don't understand what just being at church means to me. I feel like Redeemer has been in my life forever. When I was little, my dad always made our family sit in the very front pew on the right-hand side because he said that it would encourage my brother and I to pay attention. The truth is, it helped my parents as much as it did my brother and I, and they still sit there now. From before I could remember, I did junior choir with Mr. Lowe and then youth choir for many years after that. Ironically, my favorite time was always snack time. Mr. Lowe got us cinnamon graham crackers, which we would generously dip in our Simply Lemonade. We would crowd on top of the cabinets in the kitchen, gossiping about something unimportant, and then racing back to the choir room before he noticed we had been gone for too long. I loved singing too, of course, but I also loved running down to the basement during the final hymn to pull off our robes, haphazardly putting them on hangers, and trying to be the first one to get upstairs. Being in choir was one of the most constant parts of my life growing up. Although I was very shy and uncomfortable with any sort of attention, I was a part of a little community. I got to learn from the older kids about the struggles of middle school and then laugh with the younger kids, teaching them how to stand in pews and drawing pictures to keep them quiet during the sermon. Choir gave me the foundation for doing something that I love, as well as an introduction to Redeemer. Beyond that, from acolyting to being in Christmas pageants to Sunday school and more, it felt like there wasn't a weekend when I wasn't at church. As I got older, I became obsessed with wanting to join youth group. I remember watching the RYG musical productions as a kid. It was my favorite time of year as I was mesmerized by the older kids putting on these amazing shows. When I reached 7th grade, I had to join. I was nervous though, as a quiet, small middle schooler and was not about to meet these big, tall high schoolers all alone. I forced my best friend at the time to come with me. A church youth group, she said, very unimpressed as she had never been to a church before. After a lot of convincing, she promised to come with me. I was correct that the high schoolers were big and tall, but they were also outgoing and kind. They let us little middle schoolers talk to them like friends and taught us about all the traditions of RYG. One special part about RYG to me is that, with help from Rebecca and Maggie, of course, it is led by a student planning committee. It is made for and by the youth in order to be exactly what the group needs. RYG is kind of like a big flowing circle. It gives young kids role models and friends to help them grow, and then, as they get older, opportunities to be a leader. 7th graders get to see older kids lead and then become that themselves. At RYG, I learned how to organize a retreat, rent a moon bounce, and plan a scavenger hunt. Youth group gave me the chance to learn from people who were in my position and then become a leader myself. Another special part about youth group is our support for each other outside of our weekly meetings. During the musical each year, we see each other almost every day as we prepare for the show. Each night during Tech Week, we call each other to practice our lines and organize extra rehearsals outside of church to run all of the wonky scenes. Although this time may feel stressful in the moment, this is when we get closer than ever. We not only see each other at rehearsals, but also make an effort to support each other in events outside of RYG, like dance concerts, sports games, and other events. We are constantly together. Youth group begins to feel more and more like a family. At the end of the gospel passage today, Jesus is told that his mother and brothers are looking for him, to which he replies, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" But looking at those gathered around him, he says, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." He takes this brief moment to say that his family is not just those related to him by blood. His family instead expands to the people around him, supporting him, loving him, and helping him. Instead of seeing the differences in the people around him, Jesus instead sees their similarities and commonality. He redefines who his family is. As I've gotten older, Redeemer has given me the support to change and grow. It has not only provided me with people to look up to and learn from, but the opportunities to be a leader and to help others. In each phase of my life, I've gotten the support I've needed from church. Just like Jesus expands the definition of family beyond the people he's related to by blood, Redeemer has become my family. This community has supported me, loved me, and helped me prepare for what is next. In youth group, we have a long-lasting tradition called circle. At the end of each Sunday, we find a quiet place and sit together in a large circle where we turn off the lights, silence our phones, and take the time to reflect on the week. You can ask the group to pray for someone you know, share a piece of exciting news, or just sit and listen. Some people use it as a time to talk about something important to them, while some just like the quiet time to think about the week ahead. Circle is a time when you can feel the presence and connection within the group. We are able to just exist together. What going to church means to me is a community of people with everlasting support and generosity. A much larger version of this RYG circle, my Redeemer family, is more than a youth group, but an actual family. Redeemer has created a community for me out of different people, widening my perspective and preparing me for what is to come. My family is not just the people I sat in the front pew with, but all the people that I've met along the way.